Something very interesting that we see Sukkot is from one side, Sukkot is like we say in davening, Zman Simchaseinu, time of Simcha. And like my father said before, that we see also in the Arba Saminim, as brought down in the Rishonim, and Abu Dharam, and the Meiri, and a lot of the Rishonim being down the reason that the reason of Na'anuim and Arba Saminim is a tzura of Simcha. It's a tzura of Simcha, like the pasuk says, "Smachton if Nashem lekechem shivas yomim." That Simcha is Na'anuim. So it's the Chinuch and all the Rishonim. A lot of the Rishonim say that it's the Arba Saminim is Simcha, and the whole Yom Tov we see in Davening is called Zman Simchaseinu. Mitzad Sheini, it's Zman Tefila. Like we see, first of all, in Oishana, we have the old time Oishano. Oishano is a tzura of tefillah. So we're asking Oishano leman cholekeinu. We're asking Oishano leman amitoch. Yesterday, today we're asking for Oishano for 22 from the 70 names that Beis Hamikdash has, what's brought down in Balat Turim. And so you have the Samedrash, yeah? But you have this. It brings also the nutfusim they brought on everything. Yeah. Shivim Shemes Am Yisrael, Shivim Shemes Yerushalayim, and Shivim Shemes Hashem Shemes. Yeah, that's all longer Shiva. So you have 22 of them we have today in Evan Shasiyah, and that it goes on till the Yom HaRoveh, that's a day that's Kulay Tefillah. It's a Yom Tefillah, and it's a Yom Tefillah by night, and it's a Yom Tefillah after Chatzos and before Chatzos. And so you have in Sukkot very much, and we know B'chag Nidonin Al HaMayim. Chag Nidonin Al HaMayim, and everything is it's Tfilas Gashem, and it's Anu Leka Uleka Ineinu. That's the so we have in Sukkot the whole time Simcha and Tfila going together. So the question is, you know, Ameratzdikli, how they call it? It's a stira. Simcha and Tfila it's a stira, or not? So for me it was a very big chiddush. Mistam Chad Bichli, it's Pashat, but for me it was a very big chiddush. I found the Sefer Chassidim and Oisid Ches. That he writes, what's Shoyrash HaTfileh? No, what's the deepest part, the deepest roots of Tfileh? Shoyrash HaTfileh. So he asks Shoyrash HaTfileh, what's Shoyrash HaTfileh? So I know, maybe you'll do some, you know, ask about to go around and ask your friends, what's Shoyrash HaTfileh? You get interesting answers. Tfileh says Tita Hashem, Tfileh is Beikus, Tfileh is, yeah, there's a lot of answers what Tfileh is. The Chassidim writes, the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Shoyrash HaTfileh, Simchas Leiv Bekadosh Baruch Hu. That's a shoyrish from tefillah. There was tachanunim, there was shavo, zeoko, tzeoko, chinun. There was eser l'shoynois, tefillah as eser l'shoynois. And the eser l'shoynois, like famously from Rav Shimshon Pinkus and the Sefer Shorim with tefillah, it's 10 she'orim of tefillah. It's 10 ways from going into tefillah. 10 gates of tefillah. And the idea of tefillah, we have it in tefillah. We have Pesukei Dezimro, we have Birkas HaShachar, and we have Yoitzer, and we have the Shalosh Brachos Rishonos, and then you have the Emtzoyos, and then you have Shalosh Achronos, and everything. It's in the Tefillas Apayim. That's already a different level. Bechlal from tefillah from Eilecho Hashem Nafshi Eso to give over yourself. Ve'anachu lo yineida ma'anase. You have it. It's dargas and dargas of tefillah. But what's the shoyresh? From where everything starts, it's growing like a burger, and it's coming out. And through everything, it's a lot of things. What's the shoyresh? From where everything is coming out? Simchas leiv v'kodesh baruch hu. Shenemar yis'alelu v'shem kodshoy, yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem. What means mevakshei Hashem? Mevakshei Hashem is not understanding singing. Mevakshei Hashem is davening. Mevakshei Hashem is tefillah. Bakshu fon of tamid. Bakshu fon of levakesh is pnei Hashem. To ask for gilui kvoid Hashem is the way that Anshei Knesset HaGdoila Umeyam Kamo Nevim was metakin for us al nusach from how we could be and how we're supposed to be mevakesh pnei Hashem. And the mevakesh is alelu b'shem kodshoy yismach lei mevakshei Hashem. And the Sefer Chassidim continues on v'lefikoch hayo David melech Yisrael menagim bekinoir al kol tfilois of uzbiroisov. David, Amalek, is called Va'ani Tfila. His own matter, his own Nahus, was Va'ani Tfila. Everything which is going through in his life, but Va'ani Tfila. And this Va'ani Tfila, how he brings himself to Va'ani Tfila? Simcha. Because Tfila and Simcha is one thing. Tfila is Ze'oko, it's standing and saying, Oishano. What is Oishano? What's Yeshua? Amalek Oizer or Mashiach? Again, how you explain it? Oizer. Helps, Moshiach survives, right? It's like saving a savior. I'm not going to shield. So you have a savior. It's It's a matter of a person. It's not only he needs help. He needs that they should save him. What's a Yishana? It's not also the same thing. It's they're asking for a Yeshua. Daloisi.
The word
in Tanakh, the Tzaka and the Moshiach. Now out of him, Kerem used to speak a lot about Daloisi Veli Yoshia. Daloisi Veli Yoshia means you come after the edge, you come at the end of the end. No way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Shomer Psoim Hashem. What's Psoim? Psoim, normal, Pesim means stupid, yeah? But Psoim over here says the Netziv and the Mekdavar, says that Psoim means Miloshen Pis Oimim. Psoim, Neshem of Psoim, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, normal, when a person needs to save you from something, so he can't let you to go too far. You can go too close to the how are we going to stop? Who knows, maybe you're going to fall down, maybe he can't help you after, you know, you stand at the edge of the head, no way to help you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer Psoim Hashem, he could help even if something is coming Psoim, and we don't have no way to stop it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way to stop it. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time the Yeshua comes, Daloisi, you lose everything, Veli Yoshia, and then comes the Yeshua. So it goes Daloisi Veli Yoshia. So I'll Noisha B'Hashem, Chua Seilam. Okay, so you have that David HaMelech, it's all Mahalach, so the Seber Sidim HaSimcha. לפיכך ידעו עניין החיסון מנהג מכינר הכל תפילה של נויזו כדי למען להסתובב ושמחה באבוסי של הקדוש ברוך הוא. So that's the שורש of תפילה. So it's פשוט, that's סוכס. סוכס is תפילה and סוכס is שמחה and it's not a stira, it's one thing. And nice if you look into it, you see where starts תפילה in the world. What's the first תפילה we learn about? So it's in מרצה שם next week's פרשה, פרשת בראשיס. We have about וכל שיח הסוד תרם יצמח וכל איסב הסוד תרם יצמח וכל שיח הסוד תרם יהיה בארץ וכל איסב הסוד תרם יצמח כאילו אם תירשם אלוהיקים מוטור ואודם עין לעביד עשו אדומה right? That's what the pasuk says, Rashi explains that שלא יהיו אודם מכיר בתיבוסם של גשמים and then ואיד יעלה מן הארץ וישקוס כל פני אדומה was okay, not gonna go into it now but the first rain, the second rain, but what happens with rain over there? The whole world, like the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach tells us, that all the flowers and all the trees and everything green in the world didn't grow. Hashem said, "Dayom alekim tad she'aretz." So some chudshoyim ve'omdu al pesach karka. They grew, but they're standing in the like, not yet going out, not yet breaking out. And everything in the old world, so what was in the old world, that how it looked. When Adam Rishon came to the world, and he's starting to go around, what he sees? Nothing green. Not trees, nothing. What he sees? Only sand, and you know, everything is brownish like that. That's the old world. And he goes around in the world, and he's thirsty. Because the sun is baking him, and it's hot, and he doesn't know what to do. And he feels bad. I don't know if he knew even to give it a name, like first, summer, I don't know. But he felt bad. He felt not uncomfortable. So what he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, you created me, and you put me over here. So manish gishmak. I'm not enjoying it. It's not good enough. Help me, it should be like it's supposed to be. Help me, it should be good. And then, that's the whole tefillah. At one point, tefillah, and he knew that everything is standing like this on the, you know, on the face of the ground and only going to break out. He had no idea that that's going to be. Everything was ground, everything is sand, and he's walking and walking. And he doesn't feel nothing. And you know what? It's not comfortable. It's not good. I'm not enjoying it like it's supposed to be. So he says, help me. You created me. Help me. And that helped me. That helped me board that Adialim in Oretz. And it's going, and the cloud is starting to rain, and another, and the whole world starts becomes so green, and flowers, and trees, and fruit, and vegetables, and the whole world, it becomes a nice, green, lovely world. What happened? He felt bad, and he spoke to Hashem. And he said, "Lo na'imli, t'manish gishmak, lo akalim fadiya," you know, I'm saying in Arabic, makes no difference which language you say it. T'manish gut, and do a smil bashaf, and help me. Does it does? That's the whole mouth of tefillah. Of this tough tefillah in the world. And sukkahs, as the chagim donim al ha'mayim, and we come in front of Hashem, and we say, I even don't know how to explain what's so bad for me, but, so manish gishmak, something it's not like it's supposed to be. I know that the world is a world of simcha, and I know that Torah is supposed to be joy and happiness and emes of simcha and emes of gishmak and chias. And emes geht nicht gut. Ribbono shel olam, help me. Ribbono shel olam, help me. I have no idea what's supposed to be. I have no idea how green the world could be. I have no clue what could go on in the world in a minute. I can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel olam, some nish gut, help me. That's the most unfair. That's the most what happened in the world with Adam Ayin Lavid is Adam and Makil, but there wasn't Shal Kshamim. And then he stands and he sees this water and he takes and he says, Roshan, you did everything. How can you be void? And he drinks the water and then he starts to thank Hashem. Roshan, I thank you for creating me. And I thank you for that I missed something. I thank you for that it wasn't comfortable, it wasn't good. It was Chesroinon. Because al kol nashe barasa le'achi yoyz be'em nefesh kol choy. Look how good and how much green and nice and lovely became the world because I missed something and I asked for it. So boirei nefasha yisraveiz v'chesroinon al kol nashe barasa le'achi yoyz be'em nefesh kol choy. So we're coming over here and that simcha goes together. Because a person knows that it's supposed to be good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu that who created us, afo min ha'adama, wants we should have the best. And he lives with it and he brings it into his das. With the avoda from the daladrini, with the avoda from the sukkah, and the chol amistayef. So from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, from Smoy Litachas Roshi, V'yemin Litachab Keini, and he brings himself to this yediyah, to live with it, mimeyle lives with the emes of simcha, simcha, and tfilah of simcha, and shoyrash ha-tfilah, simcha slayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is going to help us, we should dam to him, and live with him, and be happy, yishalelu b'shem tkotshoy, yishmach leiv mevakshay Hashem, bekoroy, v'bayis, an-nehedor, v'agodol, beis tfilah lekol amin. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Oh.